Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Double T Morning, sponsored by Tommy's Express Car Wash and Love's Park on Forest Hills on East Riverside. It's time for Bar Comedy USA News with Jared Dog.
Jared Dog is here, Double T, to make an apology to you and your listeners.
I appreciate that, because you were really, really grumpy last week, and I was a little concerned about you.
I was in a little bit of a grumpy mood. It was very unprofessional of me to show up, not bringing the jokes like I normally do. I gotta say, though, Double T, unfortunately, this is gonna be another one of those episodes.
Oh, no. What happened this time?
Here's the thing. I will now somewhat reveal what was making me so grumpy last week. In the process of handling all that, I just didn't have the time to write any comedy.
Sometimes it happens, man. You got to go off the cuff.
And then all of a sudden, here it is. Time for me to go live on the air with you at Bar Comedy USA News. And the only news that I have is me being wrapped up in my own life's affairs.
And I'm glad you're taking responsibility for this. It's shown a lot of maturity in you, which I'm kind of shocked about.
Well, you know, Double T, I always like to be unpredictable. You know, that's the easy thing. When you've been the rebel your whole life, the best way to be unpredictable is just start playing it straight.
Is that how it works?
Everything that I do in show business, Double T, you can trace back to 1980s professional wrestling.
That's your inspiration. See, most people, they would have some sort of comedy inspiration. But for you, it's professional wrestling, and I wouldn't expect anything different.
Yeah, that's right, you know. And so here's what was really had me PO'd last week. And we'll just go over it briefly, because I know time is of the essence. What had happened is my car had been rear-ended. Clearly, the other driver was to blame. Nobody was in dispute about that. The trunk had a little bit of dent in it, and the insurance company wanted to total out the car and completely take it. Half the price of what I would have been able to find to replace the vehicle.
Of course.
That is the game at hand, and I get it. As a road comic, I'm telling you what happens in 25 years is you become emotionally involved with your vehicle. I've had this one for about 3 years, which means it ain't even paid off yet. Secondly, this was the one car after 20 years I said, I'm not going to beat the crap out of. They start nitpicking the whole thing. Well, they're like, well, the sunroof doesn't quite work exactly perfect. You got a few dents in there. I'm like, dude, I got dents in my head. That don't make me worth less.
Yeah, I don't think they realize what the car market is right now. It's a little rough.
They also didn't realize that they're dealing with Jeremy Danley, and they're also dealing with the mighty Jared Dog.
So who shows up when out of Jeremy and Jared Dog?
Well, going back to what we said before, the easiest way to catch people off guard and to be unpredictable sometimes is to completely play it straight. Nobody wants to do business with Jared Dog.
Nobody wants to do business with Double T either.
Exactly. Sometimes Terry Turin has to show up to get the job done.
Yes, exactly. That helps out quite a bit.
Take care of business.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you finally got it taken care of and you're in a better mood and you're ready to move on. What are some of the things people can check out with the Pub and Grub Comedy Tour?
Well, you know, other comedians around the country, several dozen, are hitting the road with probably also emotionally involved with their vehicles of choice. And you can catch those shows on the Pub and Grub Comedy Tour. And tickets are at barcomictix.com.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Double T. Talk to you next week.
It's Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle.